Welcome back. We are now going to look at chapter 27 in retail banking, which is on recovery agents. Now, what has happened is over a period of time, as the loans were given to people and economy was on the upswing, the more and more loans were given and more people took advantage to improve their standard of living and enjoy the fruits of life. However, when economy went on the southern side or there were some bumps in the economic growth, then suddenly they found themselves in a situation where they could not service their loans for want of either the job was lost or opportunity which they were making higher income fell down or any other reasons. And they suddenly found themselves in a situation where that is the banks sending something known as recovery agents to their houses or places of work to recover their dues. And there were a lot of stress in the environment where every bank or every institution finding its own ways to recover its dues. And therefore, RBI came up with a nice regulation about recovery agents and how and what they can do about it. So let's look into this in little more detail. So to recover money due on retail loans, banks have been using recovery agents. A method used for recovery by these agents were questionable, as we discussed. And this, because it was questionable, we saw the rise in number of disputes and litigation against the banks for engaging recovery agents. And therefore, RBI stepped in and said, okay, let's follow a certain guidelines on recovery agents which can be engaged by the bank. So what is that guideline? Engagement of recovery agents. So banks must have a due diligence process in place for engaging the recovery agents. So they must have a due diligence in terms of how do the people, recovery agents behave, what kind of training they have had, what kind of empathy index they have, how are they dealing with people, communication skills and stuff like that. And there is a separate guidelines issued by RBI on what kind of due diligence that needs to be followed. So banks have to ensure that the agents engaged for recovery carry out verification of antecedents of their employee, which may include pre-employment police verification. So it is just to ensure that not kind of people that you don't want in recovery agents come and join them. The banks have to ensure due notice and appropriate authorization. Banks should inform borrower the details of the recovery agents while forwarding the default cases to the recovery agency. So they have said the banks have to inform the person who's taken a loan that the bank is appointing a recovery agent and the details of that person while forwarding the default cases to the recovery agency. However, in the process of recovery, if the bank decides to change, then again the borrower needs to be notified that the recovery agency has been changed. Notice and authorization letter should include telephone number of the recovery agent. There should be a tape recording of the calls made by recovery agent and vice versa. Up-to-date details of recovery agency engaged by bank should also be posted on the bank's website. Where complaints, grievances are lodged by borrower, bank should not forward such cases to recovery agent. That is kind of guidelines which RBI has set. So what is the incentive to the recovery agent? Why is the person working? So recovery agents should not be paid very high as they may use intermediary and questionable methods of recovery. Intermediary in the sense show some high arm tactics and stuff like that. And intimidating is actually the right word there. Reserve Bank has stated that banks are advised to ensure that contracts with recovery agent do not induce adoption of uncivilized, unlawful and questionable behavior of recovery process. Methods that can be followed by recovery agents. So obviously banks should not use muscle power for recovery of loans. Bank to ensure that recovery agents refrain from damage to integrity and reputation of the bank. Agents should not resort to intimidation or harassment of any kind, either verbal or physical, against any person in their debt collection efforts. Bank should adhere to the guidelines and codes mentioned during the loan recovery process. training of recovery agents. So it is now the bank's responsibility to ensure that the recovery agent is adequately trained to handle with care and sensitivity their responsibility in hours of calling and privacy of customers. RBI asks the IBA to formulate with an IIBF certificate course for direct recovery agents with minimum of 100 hours of training. Banks should ensure that over a period of 1 year, all the recovery agents undergoes training, and every agent will have to pass the examination conducted by IIBF all over India. Taking possession of properties, mortgage or hypothecated to banks. Now there are rules framed under Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Security Interest Act 2002. Also known as SERFACI, that should be strictly followed by banks for enforcing security, auctioning the movable and immovable property. Banks should rely on legal remedy available while enforcing any security. Repossession clause in loan document should be legally valid. Recovery policy of the bank should contain a notice period before taking over the possession. Circumstances under notice period can be waived. Procedure for taking possession of security. There has to be a provision regarding final chance to be given to borrower for repayment of loan. And there has to be a procedure for giving repossession to the borrower if he pays the loan amount. Then there has to be a procedure for sale and auction of the property in question. Guidelines should be to be followed by the bank. So the bank should abide by Code of Bank Commitment to Customer, BCSBI. Bank should also be guided by guidelines issued by RBI on Fair Practice Code for Lenders, which we discussed in last chapter. As per Supreme Court order, bank cannot deploy muscle men to recover the loan from the defaulters. What are the responsibility of recovery agent under this whole concept of recovery or possession of the assets? So recovery agents should be properly trained to handle the cases, respect people's privacy and also their image in the society as such. They should adhere to an extent instructions on Fair Practice Code for Lending and collection of dues. And banks and agents should not resort to intimidation or harassment of any kind to any person in the debt collection effort. Use of forum of Lok Adalat. As per Supreme Court suggestion, RBI stated that default dispute on personal loan, credit card loan and housing loan with less than 10 lakhs should be referred to Lok Adalat organized by civil courts for recovery of loans. So in Lok Adalat, the process is very simple and once they agree, it can be closed out very quickly. Utilization of credit counselors. So banks should use services of credit counselors for providing suitable counseling to the borrower where it becomes aware that the case of particular borrower deserves sympathetic consideration. So wherever the bank feels that the case of borrower is in such a way that with the help of credit counselor the loan can be repaid over a period of time, the bank should use the service of these credit counselors. Complaints against bank and recovery agents. So RBI clearly said that the banks are responsible for actions of recovery agents. Therefore, they should strictly follow guidelines and instructions and code while engaged in recovery process. Complaints received by RBI regarding violation of all guidelines are viewed very seriously. And RBI may impose ban on banks for engaging recovery agents for limited period. So it's that seriously they consider. Banks would in normal course ensure that their employee also adhere to guidelines of the recovery agent. RBI has also suggested that recovery agents, banks that engage the recovery agents to take periodic review of mechanism to learn and form an experience and to see its improvements. So basically they have done the PDCA, which is plan, do, check and act cycle very well, where they say you plan for it, then you see if it is done properly, do it and then take corrective action. With that, we come to the end of a detailed discussion on recovery agents and what is the RBI guidelines to it. So thank you for listening to it.